Welcome to the Atomic Hearth for Candle Nights, Night 7. This year we have a special treat, a series of stories that we dreamed up together. Join us every other night to hear the next chapter, and in between, we offer some bite-sized ways to stay connected.
Light a candle, grab something warm, sit back, and relax around the hearth.
Be welcome.
Happy Candle Nights!
With this flame, let Candle Nights begin. Now remember, the story we tell these nights is but one of many. A single strand among a crowd, like a single star in the cosmos, it is both important and not important. It is a continuous web of time, space, and dimensions, and as storytellers we may pluck a string to hear the story that whispers back. Tonight's story is no different. It speaks of a time both before now and in the future. It speaks of events that have happened, are happening, and have yet to happen. It is an invitation. It is promising care and protection. It is a reminder of what it means to be witch. There it is, among the trees, something special. Spread across a woodland region with a healthy river flowing, a web of community is woven through the land, newly created each year as witches journey from the crossroads. It is summertime, and this forest is now a busy place. The adventuring witches spread about the woods to find the spots where they can be good stewards, where repair and care are overdue, and to, of course, enjoy the warmer months in the season of growth and abundance. This spreading out and stewardship work requires a holistic act of finding balance, the witches thoughtfully acting not as settlers, but as guardians and weavers. They aim to lift up and empower what any witch brings to the table, including those witches beyond humankind, mindful of the needs of those of fur and feather, and also of bark and leaf. One way they find balance between the forest's needs and those of their people are with new paths found or carefully made each year. This simple choice lets old paths rewild, and new paths are chosen or crafted to accommodate all types of mobility. They ensure the local waterways can naturally flow too, for these streams offer so much to this region. These choices weave threads of learning over generations, with books of lessons created along the way. With each new year passed, new pages are written, deepening and evolving the shared wisdom among them. And so each spring and summer, among these trees, they choose and work their networks of guardianship with the past in mind, the present in focus, and the future made better. In the rising sun one morning, the witches stir, their faces and hair reflecting the colors of the forest. Rolling out of bunks and nests, deep breaths connect with cool morning air. The mix of morning rituals lifts sounds and scents into leafy canopies. Through all their ways of waking, there's a common sense of rhythm. A witch with cropped hair of the color of sunrise holds a mug in their hands, and they reply to a younger witch of long brown locks.
Each morning reminds us who we are and how to act as guardians in our ways. As the sun rises, we like to say, awaken to awareness of the stars within. Stretch our earthly bones, move with meaning. Breathe the morning air of scent and song and rhythm. Sing to wake the fire in the heart. Raise your cup and drink like the deepest roots. Do as all the stars did once above. Provide when you could take. Know what you can know. Let the trees above teach us what's needed below. And when the sun has set, rest your earthly bones. Dream of what is good, and weave it so.
The younger witch smiles. They love how the rituals like these words keep a collective energy flowing, even in this place which changes a little each year. Shared words are like a common thread, weaving the web together. Noticing that the sun now touches the treetops in the east, the two witches fill with joy and rush atop a high point nearby. where a horn of driftwood hangs. Breathing in deep, one takes the horn and plays a long, rippling note. As it echoes through the trees around them, after a moment, the same notes ring back to them from dwelling spots all around. The horns signify to all that amidst this season of activity and stewardship, this day, the tools and gloves are replaced with ribbons and festivity. With the signal raised, all witches here begin their own journeys to a gathering circle, to share in this high point of the season, the summer solstice. As the younger witch makes their way, friendly faces greet them left and right. As they've done for a few years now, they make some important stops. First, they help with the fruit, slicing and peeling to be easy to eat, and saving the skins for good composting. Next, they fill their jug with fresh water, with the springs woven through the wood, making this easy to do. They bring along cups and dishes to this year's festival spot for witches of human, furry, or feathered kinds, who thirst as the day's heat rises. And they stop to apply flowers to their outfit. This is a time of pride, after all, including in expressions of who and how one loves. And a fellow witch here always has flowers in a rainbow of vibrant colors. All around, with the sun now climbing high, witches greet each other on this longest day of the year. They arrive singing tunes, chipping in to create the homegrown festivity. Some witches practice dance steps and drum beats, while others arrange a buffet of foraged and grown bounty for all to share today. Beyond this circle, some of the younger witches can't help but be distracted from the preparations by the sight of a lovely mother doe and two grown fawns in a nearby clearing. The deer here are plentiful. They've found safety around the witches, who come to dwell in these woods each year. A game of chase picks up between the fawns, and the bounding is a summertime sight to savor. A witch with mane of night rouses the young witches back to attention, for the ritual is about to begin. A party of sunshine. It is noon of the year, when warmth and full abundance are amply on nature's stage. Today is about celebrating a common love for earth, which provides water that nourishes, air that gives life, and fire that warms. This summer solstice marks their richest moment of savoring light and life before, like the spinning spirals of their dancing and joy, the wheel turns on towards shorter days and time for dreaming. After lots of joyous dancing and singing, they break together to savor the fruit of the season. Before they eat, a communal moment of gratitude is found in a short, wordless tune of humming. As they hum, resonant tones fill the air, and in this moment, all witches here are united in vibration. As they share in the meal, they all speak about how this festival day reminds them of why it's so important to act as guardians of their grove and the groves of these woods. The choices which make the ingredients of this celebration possible require a vigilant way of living, a loving commitment to create and cultivate what's good, and to protect the needs of nature around them all the while. The celebrations, too, must be protected, done by passing down and evolving them with joy each year, as they illuminate the richness and beauty of their inclusive and vibrant culture together. Late sunset is reached, with everyone fully ready to rest. The gathering space is cleared, leaving only footprints behind, just as they'll leave the forest to return to the crossroads as the autumn equinox nears. Making their way back to their spots, the witch of long brown locks takes the hand of the one with cropped hair of sunrise. Along the paths, they speak and laugh in the orange-hued evening, stars blinking one by one among the branches far above. As they say goodnight and find their sleeping nests, they tap into the shared dream that all witches here still share each night, one of a world where caretaking, guardianship, and a willingness to nurture and make room for what's good is the way to weave magic into each rising day.
It sounds like to act as guardians, it's important to have hope. It's a hopeful thing to work with a better future in mind. Is that right?
Yes, hope for sure. And the action that hope empowers. The actions of protecting and caring for a natural world which was scarred and depleted for so long.
It also means to work with a hopeful heart to protect and care for our own needs too. For those among us whose needs and ways of being struggle for consideration and equity. Bringing the shared dream to life means to include and accommodate alongside the repairing and healing.
This place, the way they live and share and celebrate together, it really seems like a dream come true.
In some ways it is. In others, this only gives us a snapshot in time. The needs of the group, the environments around them, will change.
So to achieve the dream itself and the work of guardianship to keep it alive, we all must stay fluid and evolving over time?
Just as the witches here make a point to keep finding new places to steward the lands each spring, the work of a guardian is one of progression, of moving forward together.